in my role at Murray State, I get involved in a lot of different technology-related efforts around the region. We also work to help place our students in jobs around the region and also other areas of the state and in other states. And over the course of the last couple of years, the same issues keep coming up. First of all, we want people. We can't find people. We need more workers. And it's a great problem. But in West Kentucky, there are way more IT job opportunities than there are workers for those jobs.
What do you think some of the factors are for that?
There's a number of factors. It would be nice if there was just, let's fix this, and then everything's perfect. And I can look at, you know, our own students. First of all, there's exposure at the K-12 level in other areas more so than technology. So there's one aspect of how do we encourage kids to pursue areas of technology as career paths? And when I say technology, I'm talking about programming, I'm talking about networking, I'm talking about security, engineering. I don't care what the area that you're passionate about, there are opportunities in West Kentucky in those jobs.
And are these fairly well-paying jobs?
They are good-paying jobs. You know, a four-year graduate in a programming IT type job may start out in the 50s. And there's one company that told us that their average IT worker, security programmer, networking makes in the upper 70s, low 80s. That's their average worker.
It seems like there shouldn't be a shortage of people who want these jobs.
Absolutely. You would think that. But here's the catch. And this is actually one of our challenges is that so there may not be enough people that are interested in the high school level, but one of our graduates is going to get opportunity wherever they want. So, you know, a student graduating from the TSM program, for example, if they want to stay in West Kentucky, they're going to have opportunity. But they're also going to have plenty of opportunity if they want to move to Nashville and they want to move to Louisville or they want to move to Colorado. Not only do we want to encourage students at the early age, but we're also trying to keep them retained in West Kentucky. That's one problem, and frankly, the primary challenge that the Tech Council is wanting to address is how do we help increase our future workforce? Part of it is an awareness factor. Would you have realized that there is that much of a technology opportunity in West Kentucky? Most people wouldn't. So how do we let the community, the region, the state realize of the opportunity that there is in technology in West Kentucky? There's an opportunity about awareness. Also, what we found is that there's a lot of different individuals and different groups that are all trying to address this challenge. Most in the IT sector realize that there is a workforce challenge. So there's a lot of folks that are trying to address it. Those individuals that are working to address it, if we worked collaboratively, we could accomplish a lot more than everybody trying to replicate each other. We wanted to come together and try to address this as a region than every community trying to address the same problem. We started talking about all of these problems. And it's like, oh, I see this challenge. And somebody said, well, I see that challenge as well. So back in February of last year, we finally decided, all right, let's host a virtual meeting and see if the challenges that we're seeing are seen across the region. So we had a meeting, and I'll be honest, I was hoping to have 10 or 15 people. We got on the webinar, and there were over 50 people on the call. And I said, here's the problem that I see. Do you see the same problem? And everyone agreed. All across West Kentucky, whether it's in Murray or Paducah or Madisonville or Hopkinsville, we're all seeing Henderson. We're all seeing the same challenge of how do we address the workforce? And the way that I would say it is that our support mechanisms in the information technology sector are not keeping up with the pace of the sector. So where for the last 10 or 15 years, it's a frustration if I don't have an IT worker, or if I can't get another IT worker, that means, you know, Jim's just going to have to do extra work. Well, now it's an economic development challenge. It's now a point of we would have more jobs in this region if we had more workforce. So it takes on a different dynamic. And that was what, as a council, that we could get together and advocate because we're all seeing the same challenge. The goal of the Tech Council is to be that catalyst, that advocate for the technology sector in West Kentucky. We actually launched back in September at the IT Matters Conference in Paducah. We have created a board of directors. You know, we're working through bylaws. We have officially become a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're working through all the logistics so that we can be that overarching organization for the IT sector. And when I say IT sector, I don't just mean IT companies, but I mean the IT departments in organizations as well. For example, the chair of our council is Andy Adams, who's with Lurie Hospital in Paducah. We want to make sure that we're truly representing all sectors and all aspects of our region from a technology perspective. So that is our focus.
Is there a physical home for the organization?
Right now, the mailing address actually would be the Center for TSM at Murray State. Until we get up and operational, we are taking care of some of that for the organization. TCWK.org is our website. If you're, you know, interested in learning more about it, I would encourage you to go to that website and you can read who's involved, who our board members are, and what our goals are. There are so many regions and communities that are doing this. Louisville is doing this. Nashville is doing this. Eastern Kentucky's addressing some of the technology workforce challenges. If we're going to remain competitive and create new jobs, this is something that West Kentucky needs and something that we have the opportunity to provide some leadership on as well.